This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The USDA released its weekly U.S. export sales report on Friday. We'll have more from Greg McBride of Allendale right after this.
Hank Williams Jr.
Are you ready for the contract?
Live in concert.
It's a family tradition.
Bocephus Live with special guest Old Crow Medicine Show. Friday, August 15th, 8 p.m., Iowa State Fair Grandstand.
Born to boogie.
Reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org and the Iowa State Fair Ticket Office. Hank Williams Jr.
While it was overshadowed the previous week, the most recent export sales report was able to enter the markets with some positive news. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride said it was a great week for corn sales.
Yeah, corn size was very good, 903,000 tons for old crop, 155,000 tons for new crop. That's a total of 1.058 million tons. Very, very good sales. Five-year average for the old crop comes in at about a little over 200,000 tons, so well above, and that's a continuation of what we've been seeing for about the last 6 to 8 weeks in this corn market, and then obviously just continuation for the entire marketing year at this point.
Soybean sales were more interesting as the new crop side is behind while the old crop is ahead of the average.
Sales came in 539,000 tons for old crop, 75,000 tons for new crop. So on the new crop side of things, we are still way behind where we should be. But on the old crop, that 539,000 is still above the five-year average of 365,000. So while that does look good for the week, overall, we're just doing exactly what the USDA's goal is for sales. So if we were to slide back a little bit, we might miss by 5, 10, 20 million bushels. If we start to pop up a little bit, we might exceed it by 5 or 10 million bushels. But we don't have a lot of excitement for old crop bean sales at this time of the year normally.
For more marketing information, visit allendale-inc.com. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.